The Arrangement, written by Maldoror, read by Opalsong. Fandom Gundam Wing. Pairing Hero Wufei. Rating NC-17. Also tagged for dubious consent, not a traditional romance. Wufei point of view. Timeline what timeline? Eventual post-warness. War. No eternal waltz. Wu angst galore. Angst. Character opinions are not author or podficker opinions. Wufei's canonical thoughts on women. So, misogyny. Non-consensual drug use. Nightmares. Feelings are for the weak. Part 1. The War Days. Chapter 1. Punch. Lunge. Kata and meditation. Two sides of the same coin. The kind you placed in a corpse's mouth before the journey to the underworld. Swing. Bend. Kick. The meditation helped him take a step back from everything that his life had become. A never-ending pursuit of justice, strength, revenge. A living monument to the dead. Dodge, swing, punch, punch. The katas plunged him right into it. He was justice, strength, and above all, revenge. Straighten, kick wide. The kata was a distillation of the battle fury that blew all traces of sadness and doubt from his soul. Slide fist down leg, sweep, turn, punch. And it existed for only one thing: to harness the fury and fight. Straighten, fists pulled back into sides, breathe out, fists down. Never enough, though. Stop. Got an eyeful? Wufei snarled. There was no perky, embarrassed answer. He turned in surprise. The presence he'd felt behind him wasn't Maxwell, creeping up behind him to ogle him during his practice. For the third time. Wufei'd retreated to the Gundam's shed, where their metal alter egos lay like sheeted corpses in a morgue upon their flatbed trucks. The huge space was mostly shadows, but there was one light flickering where none should be. The laptop's screen made the cobalt blue eyes glisten. Of course, there was only one other pilot who was just as likely to be here as Duo, though he wouldn't have come to look at Wufei. Hiro Yui was sitting next to Wing's open hatch, reading something on the laptop's screen. He didn't bother to respond or even glance over at Wufei. Thought it was Maxwell, Wufei said in lieu of apology. Not that any were needed, and turned away. The Chinese pilot wondered how long Hiro had been there, and if he was also escaping from Maxwell. Probably. Wufei brought his fists up to his waist, breathed, then started to move. the 24-step yang form as ingrained as the katas. As he slowly reached, stepped, turned, body almost floating, his mind dwelt lightly on Hiro Yui. He'd been slightly curious about Hiro when they'd first met. Not that much, though. The slow moves of the Tai Chi forms were misleading to the casual observer. Except when he was meditating, Wu Fei was never that tranquil. He was a battlefield of emotions, anger, humiliation at his failures, the burning desire to become better, stronger, to finally accomplish his revenge, to attain justice for the fallen. That storm tossed a few other feelings around like beaten rags, and curiosity was one of them, easily forgotten. Mainly, he'd wondered if the same storm blew through Hiro. The way the man laughed after shooting down half a dozen mobile suits was enough to make a typhoon shiver and creep away quietly. He'd observed the other youth for a while, and decided they were not the same at all. Yui could control his emotions perfectly, and was an admirable soldier, but he wasn't constantly taming and challenging and pushing himself to become any better. Hiro was a weapon. He didn't have a purpose. He was a purpose. Sometimes, Wu Fei caught himself envying the simplicity and icy calm of that state of being. But he wouldn't trade it for the storm that gave him strength as it constantly ripped him apart. This was who he was. Wu Fei finished the Yang forms and started on the more vicious Chen. Slow movements uncoiling into more rapid twists and lunges, like a snake uncoiling to strike. He wished Hiro would spar with him. He'd seen some video footage of his escape from the Oz base, as well as some other actions. Yui was better than Barton and way above the other two, and Wu Fei longed to see how he measured up against him. But he was sure Yui would not agree to a match. He wouldn't see the point. Wu Fei was constantly trying to find new tests to measure and improve his skills. Hiro only knew missions, and the most efficient way to fulfill them. He trained against the enemy. It didn't matter to him that most enemies they faced, including the hated, mindless puppets Romfeller were using now, were way below him, and didn't test the purity of his skills the way one-on-one barehanded combat would. His loss. Wu Fei finished the form, then started the series of pressure point movements, which always made him think of his master. The old man had sworn by the 34 points method, which, he told his pupil, would ensure Wu Fei would never go deaf or suffer from arthritis in his old age. The Chinese pilot still performed the moves, fingers pressing and rubbing vigorously over points of his skull and his joints, never mind that he was likely to be dead before his 16th year was finished. It wasn't something that occupied his thoughts much. He just remembered the wrinkled old man in the artificial dawn of the colony, in a simple tunic and loose pants quite removed from his usual ceremonial garments, doing the same slow moves day after day. Until... enough. Wu Fei fell back into first form. Straight, legs slightly apart. Breathe. Draw fists up to the side. Elbows bent back. Breathe. Begin. The cleansing violence of the kata took him over once again. A flicker of feeling tried to tell him that dark blue eyes were, in fact, watching him over the top of the computer screen. The feeling was ripped apart by the storm. It was probably wrong anyway. Several days passed and still no mission, just the endless running, dodging, and evading of enemy troops, swarming like ants after giants. There was no opportunity for a real fight, and Wu Fei was beginning to feel the lack, a creeping numbness in his mind. Without real battle, the storm died, and most of his soul died with it. Wu Fei sat, cross-legged, in the spare room. In the dark, bar a trickle of sunshine from the shuttered windows, and the light coming in from the partially open living room door. All the pilots were feeling the pressure, and Maxwell was fast becoming unbearable. Some things in particular were getting hard to ignore. Wu Fei snarled silently, forcing the braided fool out of his thoughts. He'd interrupted him enough, and beating him up would not provide much of a challenge. Hopefully Duo wouldn't come looking for him in a dark and apparently empty room. Wu Fei needed to meditate, or he was going to go insane. Emotions roiled, and he separated his center from the sticky strands, forcing himself to rise above them, confront them, dominate them, and subdue them. Putting his mind through the same kind of grueling, punishing routine he inflicted upon his body. Mei Lin, in a field of flowers, flowers of fire as his colony exploded like a budding rose, rose scent from trays holding a saber to his throat, before letting him go, as if casually tossing out useless broken suit parts, floating in space, and among them Mei Lin, in a field of flowers, of fire as his colony exploded like a budding rose sent from... The front door closed with a click. Wu Fei glanced up automatically, checking for danger. It was Yui, back from one of his endless revisions of Wing. Well, everybody needed a hobby. Wu Fei didn't relax. Something was... off. He unfolded his legs and leaned forward to better see out the half-open door. Hiro stood at the entrance of the living room, staring straight ahead. The slight scowl was usual. The tension in his shoulders was not. Neither Troa nor Katra noticed, though. To Wu Fei's practiced eye, the slight imbalance in Yui's stance screamed trouble. Hiro's eyes flicked over Katra, who gazed up in nervous surprise at the foreign feelings brushing him. The gaze lasted all of a heartbeat, sweeping on dismissively and resting on Troa on the couch. Troa was motionless for a few seconds, reading a mission printout under the blowtorch glare. Then he lifted his head, one steady green glance from behind thick bangs, eyes calm and flat. Hiro hesitated, then his eyes traveled on. They caught on Duo as he walked out of the kitchen with a ration bar, and the scowl that exploded onto Hiro's features sent the braided L2 pilot ducking back into the kitchen on pure instinct. Wu Fei didn't blame him. The eyes ran over the room, still searching. Wu Fei rose in a fluid movement and walked to the door. Cobalt blue eyes caught his movement and focused on him. He felt himself weighed and measured to the last atom. Hackles rising slightly, he faced the gaze with the calm of his lingering trance. Chang, a word. Hiro turned without any further comment and headed out the kitchen door again. Three pairs of eyes, Duo had cautiously emerged from the kitchen, fastened on him. Wu Fei followed Wing's pilot calmly. Hiro was walking quickly, 2 dozen feet ahead, as if he'd had no doubt of being followed. Wu Fei felt a little needling urge to return to the safe house, but ignored it. Hiro would have a good reason to want to talk to him, and if he was high-handed, it was because he didn't see the need to be anything otherwise. There was a war on. Matters of politeness were contemptible. A change of direction caught Wu Fei off guard. He'd assumed they were heading to the barn where the Gundams were housed, still on their flatbed trucks. But Hiro, with a glance behind them, had taken off at an angle and was walking swiftly toward the left. Wu Fei remembered a long, low shed off to one side of the property they were hiding out in. It housed a broken tractor and a lot of dusty, empty space. He followed, curious. Hiro was staring at the tractor when Wu Fei closed the door behind him and moved into the shed. Hazy, dust-speckled sunlight rippling around his movements. Then the L1 pilot turned and walked in a half-circle around Wu Fei, keeping a few feet of space between them. Wu Fei could feel cobalt blue eyes on him, coldly assessing him, his reaction to something. Was he needed for a mission? No. This felt different. Wu Fei ignored the man who was moving slowly between him and the door, although, of course, he noted the position. He moved forward a few feet, eyeing the tractor. A broken, rusty relic, rearing from folds of tarp, like a fossilized reptile half-caught in rock. I find myself with an issue. Yui's voice echoed behind him in the dusty air, flat, slightly nasal. You may be affected too. I want to suggest a mutually beneficial arrangement. Wu Fei turned slowly to face the soldier. We are at war and cannot afford distractions. Hiro's voice was abrupt, his eyes as hard as always. However, adrenaline, hormones, and the after-effect of action take their toll on self-control. Sexual tension can interfere with proper functioning. We can assist each other with that. You wish me to teach you how to control your urges through meditation? Wu Fei asked, slightly derisively. His face was his usual mask, impassive, bordering on disdainful. Behind the facade, he was dealing with the shock that Hiro Yui had just admitted to having urges that broke his iron self-control. The offer of meditation was padding against the second shock, which was what he thought Hiro was actually proposing. And it wasn't anything to do with mental exercises. Meditation helps you with this? Hiro's voice was coldly incredulous. Any weakness can be overcome with sufficient focus and determination, Wu Fei snapped, looking down his nose. Is that why your temper around Maxwell has gotten steadily worse over the past few days? Now the nasal voice was downright mocking. Wu Fei's eyes glittered with anger. Maxwell annoys me! Yes, but you can ignore that. The fact that he's flirting with you is what seems to be getting to you. Wu Fei's fists clenched in anger, though he couldn't actually deny it. Well, there's your answer then, Yui. He's been flirting with you too. Maybe you should... Don't insult me. A cold sneer. I need physical release, not an emotional train wreck. Maxwell and Winner do not have the detachment necessary to see this as a need to relieve, a purely physical problem. They lack, as you call it, focus. Try Barton. Blue eyes weighed him again, carefully. Wu Fei felt himself grow hostile under that gaze, as it judged him and found his answer wanting. I can, if I need to, though I'd rather not. Barton is an unknown quantity to me. I don't think he has the emotions to get in the way, but I'm not sure he has the need either. And I do? A smirk was his only answer. Wu Fei turned and walked slowly towards the tractor, getting his temper back under control. He heard footsteps shadow his a few feet away. So, is your hand injured? Wu Fei asked, once more impassive as he faced Hiro again. Hand? Oh, I find that sharing the need is more satisfying. Really? One of the rebel soldiers who worked with Jay partnered me previously, but now I need another arrangement. Onyx's eyes narrowed. Arrangement. Partnered. What quaint terms. Yui was 10 feet away, between Wu Fei and the exit. Partnered. I guess we can discuss... Wu Fei's eyes flicked to the door, behind Hiro in surprise and annoyance. Hiro glanced behind him, then turned back with a question in the cobalt blue eyes that was answered by the gun pointing straight between them. Hiro glared at it. A simple no would have sufficed. Anger and adrenaline radiated from the deadly killer. Wu Fei ignored the death threat scowl. That's what I wanted to be sure of. If I was a rapist, Chang, I would be making my own arrangements. The voice was coldly contemptuous. In that case, you would not be my first choice of victim. But he had been his first choice for the arrangement. Wu Fei was now the one weighing, measuring, trying to figure out if he was supposed to be slightly flattered or hugely offended. Neither felt right in the face of Hiro's attitude, a straightforward and efficient approach to a calmly stated problem. That was what was keeping Wu Fei's temper in check, because part of him, in fact the biggest part of him since his clan was destroyed, erasing his past, his self, in a blaze of fire, thought like that too. Efficiency. You saw a problem, and you solved it, and then you went on to kill the enemy in bigger and better ways. But still, there was one point on which they seemed to be different. Not your choice of victim? I think you enjoy challenges, Wu Fei finally said. I do, but I keep things separate. Yes, neatly compartmentalized, Wu Fei thought. And I am no rapist, Hiro repeated, obviously waiting for Wu Fei to put the gun away so he could leave. Partnered. Neither am I. But then again, I seem to have better control over myself than you do in this matter, at least. Blue eyes blazed in cold fury, and Wu Fei's finger instinctively put pressure on the trigger. Then he loosened it again and lifted the gun. I have other needs, though. I've seen some of your hand-to-hand fighting skills. I'm curious to measure myself against them. Without the gun in his face, Hiro was actually listening to him. But the blue eyes looked puzzled. The man can only think in straight lines, Wu Fei thought. He glanced down at the gun in his hand, saw his thumb brush on the safety, as if it belonged to a stranger. He couldn't quite believe he was contemplating. As a small piece of him cringed, the answer came out from the dead part of his soul, the one that didn't care about anything but battle anymore. Pin me, and you have your arrangement. He tossed the gun aside. It hit the beaten dirt ground with a thud, spinning lazily. Hiro stared at him for a whole 10 seconds. Enough time for the part of Wu Fei's mind that could still worry about details to catch up with him. But no! Wu Fei stared at his own raised finger, tension ringing through him. No what? What exactly did Yui have in mind? Wu Fei's knowledge about these matters was nil. He didn't even know what it was he thought he didn't. Hiro turned his back on Wu Fei, who was surprised at the strength of both his relief and disappointment. But Hiro didn't leave. He slowly reached behind him and drew his own gun out of its back holster by the top of the barrel and flicked on the safety blind before turning and tossing the weapon to join Wu Fei's, whose tension returned with a vengeance. No penetration. Agreed. Hiro lifted an arm and rolled his shoulder, eyes steady and thoughtful, as if he hadn't just said that. The words were making this all too real to Wu Fei, as he dropped into a defensive stance. The dead part of his soul shivered in anticipation of a real challenge. The small part that was still the prim, reserved scholar was swearing to do all that was possible not to get pinned down, and Hiro didn't adopt a stance or anything. He just leapt forward. No formal style, Wu Fei had time to think. Then he was parrying blows that were still light and probing, but probably wouldn't be so for long. The warrior took over, and Wu Fei welcomed him. The battle-hardened fighter couldn't feel pain, loneliness, despair, humiliation, doubt. The emotions were blown away, and he became a thing of controlled, dark fury, the heart of the storm. The emotions coursing through him now were harsh and crude, dark joy at seeing the cobalt blue eyes widen in surprise as he spun and twisted with ease inside Hiro's guard. It was like punching Gundanium. He felt he'd bruised his fist more than Hiro's ribs. He'd held back a bit. The blow wasn't crippling. Hiro wasn't trying to injure him, and he, in turn, wouldn't do anything to remove a Gundam pilot from the war effort, even temporarily. It would soon be obvious to Hiro that he couldn't get through his guard. Wufei blocked a blow that numbed his arm for a few seconds, and retaliated instinctively, following the moves that had been imprinted into his very cells by constant practice. Fist pistoning out, Hiro dodged, half a step forward to keep him off balance, strike again. But he could feel it, the sheer potential in that lithe body he was targeting, as Hiro maneuvered to get into position, analyzing Wufei's moves. Wufei smiled in fierce elation. At last, an opponent to his measure. What Yui wanted from him almost seemed a fair deal in exchange for finally fighting someone who could challenge his best, who wasn't an abyss of weakness pulling him down. Wufei's smile widened as Hiro's quick jab got through his guard, striking his side before he could entirely twist out of the way. The pain was a small flash of light in the fury of the storm, easily ignored. He couldn't pin down Yui's style. It was so different from sparring with a real martial artist. Wufei suddenly bent at the knees, blocked Yui's automatic kick, shoved the legs and shot up in his opponent's slight stagger, left fist up for a punch to the jaw that would put Yui out for the count. Hiro moved faster than was almost imaginable, and the fist merely knocked him in the mouth in passing. Wufei was already following through with his right fist. Hiro intercepted. The hard blow impacted on a steely arm, which barely moved a fraction. Hiro dropped back a few steps, running a casual thumb across his lip to flick away blood seeping from a small split. His eyes were measuring Wufei more carefully now. The perfect soldier smiled, a small, cold movement of the lips that must have stung and didn't reach his eyes. 30 seconds later, Wufei was flat on his back. Two steel hands were wrapped around his wrists. A strong body was pinning his legs and sides, and he was staring up dazedly at two cobalt blue eyes that showed as much emotion as the LED in a computer. Wufei tried to twist against the hold, but he could barely move. He glared up at the victor, who was waiting. Giving him, he realized, the option to change his mind if he wanted to. "I'm as good as my word," Wufei snapped, offended. "You can..." Hard lips crushed his own, not so much a kiss as another kind of hold. Wufei tasted blood, he couldn't tell whose. Hiro's body twisted against his own, his knee forcing Wufei's legs slightly apart, lowering and... Wufei tensed as he felt Hiro grind down against him, groin to groin, a hard, nearly bruising movement. Wufei lay, unmoving, mind replaying those last 30 seconds, trying to figure out how Hiro had beaten his guard so quickly, trying to distract himself. Not so much from what Hiro was doing, it was the winner's prerogative, and hardly the worst he could have chosen to do with it, as from his own body's mechanical reaction to the friction. He didn't need that. This was humiliating enough. A writhing part of Wufei he wasn't fully in touch with insisted that this was only fair. He'd lost. He'd not been strong enough. A man who lost deserved death or humiliation, not to be let go as if he was nothing. The lips left his own. Wufei took a trembling gasp of air, his body still shaking a bit from the brutal takedown that had pinned him to the chaff-ridden dirt floor. The rhythm of thrust increased. Hiro was breathing hard near his shoulder. The hold on his wrists became painful, then bruising, then agonizingly crushing. Wufei snarled silently, but said nothing. Winner's privilege, he thought, grinding it into his mind to ignore the grinding of flesh against his own, and his own hardness in response. The steel body pinning his stiffened. Then, well, it wasn't a relaxation, more like a slight uncoiling of tension. Wufei shifted. Fine, now they could forget the whole. The lips crushed his again, and Wufei gave a muffled cry of surprise. What the? Hiro released Wufei's bruised left wrist. His hand, numbed by the pressure, could only twitch for a few seconds, and dropped between them, jerking Wufei's black cloth belt loose and slipping down to... Wu Fei gave another muffled shout, and his weakened left arm shoved against a hard shoulder, which didn't move an inch. His right hand was still pinned down with bone-cracking force, and the body atop his stopped him from twisting away. Wu Fei's initial fear, to have that hard hold on a much more delicate part of himself than his wrist, gave way to anger and affront as he realized that the hand was gentler than he dreaded, but was purposefully caressing him. Half-hardened as he was, with sure, efficient movements. He didn't require this. His left fist tensed, but there wasn't much he could do with just one hand. Well, no, there was a lot he could do, but not while Hiro had his own left hand where it was. This was no time to startle the perfect soldier with a sucker punch or a nerve pinch. Wu Fei cursed internally, anger burning through him, matching the humiliation as his body responded. He tried to control it, deny it, ignore it, not even notice exactly what Hiro was doing to him and how it felt, and all this wasn't helped by the fact that, even left-handed, Yui appeared to be very talented. Wu Fei slowly returned to the low shed, dust falling eternally in the crude light. The smell of dirt, oil, and old wheat muffling the more organic scents of sex and sweat. His body was thrumming, and he was embarrassingly wet and sticky, and thoroughly confused about how he felt about any of this. Hiro released his wrist and rose in a fluid, unconsciously graceful movement, neither looking at Wu Fei significantly, nor particularly avoiding his glance. It was as if nothing special had happened. Slight gratitude for that went into the emotional mix churning in the Chinese man's guts. He managed to sit up, rubbing his arm across numbed and bruised lips, head spinning. He heard Hiro pick up his gun, then rummage near the tractor behind them. Here. Wu Fei turned and barely caught the rag before it hit him in the face. He glared at Hiro, who was wiping his hands against the spandex, oblivious. The long green tank top, now hanging loose from the shorts, dropped low enough to hide any traces of their activities. Wu Fei grudgingly cleaned himself up and straightened his clothes, wishing the mental repercussions could be sorted as easily. A strong hand appeared before him. He glared up, ignoring it. Cobalt blue eyes measured him again. Do we have an arrangement? Wu Fei stared in anger and disbelief, fighting to keep his face impassive as he tried to figure out what to say, since he wasn't sure himself. Hiro's eyes dropped to the dirty, oil-stained rag Wu Fei was holding. Next time, I'll bring something cleaner, he added. Next time, I won't go down so easily, Yui! Wu Fei snarled, surging to his feet, ignoring the proffered hand. It was withdrawn without embarrassment. The other one was extended. Wu Fei stared for 3 seconds at his gun held out to him by the barrel. Then he took it, without a word, and holstered it. A small, humorless smile brushed Hiro's lips as he turned away and walked to the door. Wu Fei, who couldn't quite believe what he'd said and implied, followed. They walked back, side by side, in silence. Hiro was quiet, because he was, well, Hiro. And Wu Fei was busy sorting through words that would explain some things to Yui, hopefully right after they'd explained things to Wu Fei. He didn't know what he felt about the arrangement he'd just agreed to. Well, furious and embarrassed, of course, but also oddly pleased that Hiro had chosen him, and realized he had the focus and dedication not to let something like this interfere with his efficiency. And he didn't, because all the emotions he felt were just flapping around uselessly in the cold wind roaring in his soul, temporarily sated with the aftertaste of a real battle. No, the deal was fair. Except for... Wu Fei had been a scholar once, before the storm. He was widely read and knew quite a bit about traditions in many Asian countries. He knew what he'd agreed to. Shudo, the Japanese called it. The sexual relations between samurai who, shunning the weakness of women and the ties they implied, preferred the company of men. That he understood, and as such wasn't repulsed or dishonored. On the contrary, the relations were normally between an older, more experienced warrior and a younger one. As such, it probably hadn't surprised Hiro that Wu Fei had suggested a fight first, just to establish who was who in their relations, since they were the same age. But the fact that Hiro had also... Why creep around the facts? The fact that Hiro had also jerked him off afterwards indicated that the Japanese youth considered him something of an equal, or at least a fellow warrior with the same urges he had. It was a neat, efficient solution to a problem, typical of the perfect soldier. Hiro hadn't meant to insult him, either with the proposal or the last part. As such, Wu Fei didn't know how to find the words to tell him he didn't want anything to do with that bit. In his view, his share of the arrangement would be the chance to measure himself against someone who could beat him fair and square. He already knew how he'd respond to some of the moves Hiro had shown him today. Next time, he wouldn't go down so easily. But when he did go down, and he was a good enough fighter to realize that it would take more than one round for him to figure out Hiro's informal fighting style, he didn't want Hiro pawing him afterwards. He didn't need that release. Not that it wasn't. No, he didn't need it. He used meditation to calm those urges. No, actually, he used his memory of Mei Lan. 100 thin needles rammed themselves into his heart and soul, in a customary act of self-punishment, to conquer the urges. Then meditation to recover his calm and his center. To allow himself to accept, once more, that he'd failed his wife, and that she was dead, just as he'd failed his clan and they were dead, and that revenge for both was still lacking due to his failure, his weakness. The controlled fury washed him clean of all sexual urges. But... The thought crept into his mind that if he let Hiro continue to uphold his end of their... arrangement, then he could concentrate on taming some other demon during his sessions of meditation. It was embarrassing. Not the need for sexual relief. He felt no shame about that. He was just ashamed he couldn't control it better. But then, if he could spend time improving his mental stability, while at the same time increasing his martial skills against Hiro, he would surely be only the stronger and better for it. When they reached the house, he'd said nothing to Hiro, and he knew he wouldn't now. The deal was done. And there they are! Sweet mother of God! Duo gaped at the bruises evident on Wu Fei's arms and Hiro's split lip. What? Did you guys fight? Sparring. Wu Fei and Hiro both answered at the same time, and turned as one towards Catra. The blonde dropped his book and recoiled in the armchair, under the double-barreled gaze daring him to comment, or even feel anything strange with his empathy. Catra's lips moved silently in protest at the intensity of the stares and the underlying warning, shrinking helplessly into himself, until two long arms were placed protectively on the armrests on either side of him. Wu Fei and Hiro shifted their gaze towards Troa, leaning over Catra and the back of the armchair, and making a rampart of calm green eyes against black and blue. Hiro measured him up with slight surprise and turned away. Wu Fei noted his small sneer of disdain and glanced back at the two. No, he didn't think Hiro had it right. He was thinking in straight lines again. Those two weren't lovers, at least not in the physical sense. It was more something like interdependency. Maybe some friendship. Wu Fei didn't care. It wouldn't affect Troa's performance. And though Wufei judged that Catra had way too many weaknesses for a true warrior, his positive points made him a good tactical leader, who, in the midst of battle, wouldn't hesitate to sacrifice any one of them, including Troa, if he had to. Wufei turned back to the three in the living room, and stalked towards the small room he shared with no one. He heard the shower running down the hall, and hoped Hiro wouldn't use up all of their meager supply of hot water. He went to grab some clean clothes. Dirt and wheat chaff clung to his white pants, and he was still sticky, and waited his turn, trying not to think. He was getting very good at that.